The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Holidays, Merry Festivus. We're going to air a lot of grievances here, maybe. It is also, Christmas time. It is Hanukkah time. It is basically the holiday season, and the reason why you're hearing my voice, my name is Jason Block, of course, here. I am not Nikki Haman. This is the NAWC. She's at the mall doing last-minute Christmas shopping, and I hope she gets us some good stuff. We got a couple people here who are pretty much not at the mall and already did their shopping. And we start with someone who it's already Christmas Eve there, Shane Beeman. How are you doing in Australia?
Yes, it's going very well. And yes, Merry Christmas to all for Christmas Eve here. And yeah, tomorrow is actually Christmas. Hooray!
Yes. And Chief High Muckety Muck Carl Schneer, how are you, sir?
Is it 2017 yet?
I know
right now there is a huge hashtag going around of hashtag fuck 2016.
Yeah.
That's just as spot on as I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we had a pay-per-view last weekend, and that was Roadblock End of the Line. And it really felt like they were going through the motions to a degree. I mean, we had an interesting kickoff match. And again, before we get into that, we had sort of a guest on there, which was Not Sam from the Not Sam show on SiriusXM. Sam Roberts was there. They had a nice thing about Bayley talking about the Iron Woman match and the fact that she was the first there. And the only match on the show, which was Cass and Rusev winning by countout, and it was not over, and they talked about it later in the show that there was going to be a rematch on Raw. Okay, fine. So So we go into the main show. Now, first match, we finally got the belts off of the New Day with Cesaro and Sheamus winning in a pretty awesome match, right, Carl? It was pretty good. That one was good stuff.
Yeah, just one is almost as long as the next match we're going to talk about here.
Yeah, exactly. Did you, Shane? You liked that match, right?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I actually thought it was a pretty solid match. A lot of lying, cheating, and stealing going on around, which was very good images there.
Exactly. It was just one of those things where, I mean, I like the fact where they're going with this, and they had to get the belt off the New Day. I mean, even though they appeared on Let's Make a Deal this week, check CBS.com if you want to check that out. It was fun. And you know what? I mean, Sheamus wasn't having any of that shit after the end. You know, was like shaking hands with the New Day and stuff. He's like, screw it, I got the belts. Come on. I've got both of the belts.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. My belts.
Yes, exactly. And on the next night on Raw, we get the Raw tag team belts, which were basically the same thing like the SmackDown belts, except with a red leather background. I kind of liked it. What'd you think?
Yeah, the silver plates look better than the copper look.
Exactly.
It was due time to change them.
Exactly. It was good. So Jericho basically, you know, during the match, we, during, you know, after that match, we had Owens basically giving Jericho a holiday scarf, which he tossed away. And then we got an interesting match with Zayn and Strowman. Now, this was sort of a precursor to things on Raw the next night.
And a bit of a backstory here, ladies and gentlemen. This actually caused a bit of a debate in the NAWC.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, go ahead. What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, me and you had a little bit of a debate about it. I thought it was a bit pointless with it happening.
Yeah, no. The thing I had the debate on is what we're going to be happening later on. I mean, look, it was a pretty much a pointless match. I mean, Zayn fully came out around the 7-minute mark, and of course you heard the delete, delete, delete chant. Thank you, Pittsburgh. with a towel, but Strowman basically, got blown through a barricade, and Zayn survives the 10 minutes and won. That was all right, wasn't it?
Pretty much booking without him actually losing.
Yeah, exactly.
Protecting him, that's what it was.
So then we had one of the bigger matches in Rollins and Jericho, and there was an interesting stat that came out of this, Carl. Jericho is now the fifth all-time in pay-per-view matches with 140. You heard that stat, right?
Yeah, wow.
And the other four, by the way, are Kane, Cena, Triple H, and The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Yeah, well, they've all been around for a while, but of course Cena's been in pretty much every pay-per-view match. Owens tried to interfere in the match. Rage Jericho told him to go fuck off, and Rollins wins with the pedigree, right? Okay.
Right.
So one of the biggest things that happened after the Cruiserweight match. This was something I was so happy to see. Shane, were you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've been waiting for his return. I think it's been over a year now we've been waiting for his return. Since his injury, and sure enough, he comes back and kicks the crap out of two top contenders in the Cruiserweight division.
TJ Perkins and Swan, and the man we're talking about is Neville. Neville, first of all, you could tell he was a heel because he grew a beard, number one. And number two, he kicked the crap out of TJ Perkins and Rich Swan, okay? And there was a thank you, Neville chant, and this is a great spot for him, right, Carl? This is a beautiful place for him.
Yeah, ever since the injury, he hasn't really done much.
Right.
But F you to Pittsburgh for shitting on this match.
They didn't shit on the match.
Why you say thank you, Neville?
Because that was after the match, because I was saying they're saying thank you, Neville, for beating
turning
up
heel.
Rich. Turning heel, yes. They were shitting on the match. They were happy that he turned heel.
They were saying thank you, Neville, for doing something that we wish John Cena would hurry up and do.
Yeah, or something to that effect. Yes. So then we had two matches left, and then we had the 30-minute Iron Woman match, or the Iron Man match.
Yes, and I do apologize. This was actually the match that me and Jason were debating about.
Okay. So
Him and I did a debate as well, Shane.
Yeah, exactly. So, nice job, by the way, in Pick'ems. You were the only one on the island. Good call, by the way.
Well, like okay. I said, I figured that if you got to get Bayley to begin her program, you have to do it with Charlotte, not Sasha.
True. And what happens is that she went 15-0 in pay-per-view matches this year.
And that's another reason why I sort of went with Charlotte, because of that streak. They want to do that, right? Apparently.
Right. So Charlotte got the first fall within 11 minutes left after the moonsault. Sasha tied it with 8 minutes left. Sasha makes Charlotte tap with 6 minutes left. And it was 2-1 Sasha. And Sasha tapped with 3 seconds left. And then there was sudden death overtime. And then Charlotte wins with the figure eight in about 3 minutes in, 3-2 Charlotte.
4:45 technically.
Yeah, now, yeah. Okay, it's over. Charlotte has the belt back for the fourth time. You don't like the belts bouncing. I had I don't have an issue with it. But what I'm asking you is, what did you think of the match itself?
Match was fine.
Okay.
It didn't bother me.
Match stole the show, in my opinion. But
longest one on the show, of course.
But it's the. It's not about the length of the show. What my main problem was is that you've got this women's championship that has been, and basically it's been made a joke of by so many different memes and that. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, look at the Raw Women's Champion, the Raw Women's Champions for 2016, and all you've got is just multiple pictures of Sasha and freaking Charlotte. It's like, yeah, same's fair.
I got some stats for you.
Go ahead, what do you got?
All right, first title reign for Charlotte was 113 days. Sasha had it for 27. Charlotte had it back for 43. Then another 27 for Sasha. Charlotte again for 29. Sasha for 20. And now ongoing 5 for Charlotte again.
Okay, interesting. Okay, like I said, I'm okay with this. I thought the match itself was okay. It was good. But it wasn't as good as some of the other stuff they've done. But I will say this, their feud was awesome. We shall see where they were. But 2017 is going to be very interesting.
This was the blow-off because we'll get to what Sasha had to end up doing after this.
Yep. So in the main event, Owens reigns for the Universal title. Late in the match, Jericho hits a code breaker on Owens.
Probably the best spot of the pay-per-view.
And Owens got... You know, and so Owens wins by DQ, if my guess is... No, wait. Yes. Right?
Yes.
Owens wins by DQ on purpose. And then they look at each other, and Jericho and Owens look at each other like, bah! We fooled them again, because the arguments over the last 2 weeks were, as we say, Shane, bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah, it really was though. When I saw Jericho codebreaker Owens, I'm like, oh my god, we've just seen Jericho turn on Owens, and then he hugs him afterwards. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
that's the part of the dick heel, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a good spot. I liked it.
It was great. Rollins came out and Rollins and Reigns basically kicked the crap out of each other. There was a spirit of Owens. Rollins pedigrees Jericho and shield power bombs on Jericho and then Owens on the table to end the night and to send everybody home happy. Right?
Yes. But all tables got broken that night.
Right. I'm sorry. Yes. So here are the scores.
Oh, boy.
You, Mr. Schneer, Brian, and fourth are in fifth. With 4 points. Okay.
Dead last, yeah.
Yep. I call it fifth.
Wow.
Josh, myself, and you, Shane, have 5. Okay.
Okay.
Mike and VRM have 6. Here's something interesting. Cindy's flush cost her the belt because she got 6.5 points. Your winner. And new Fizzleweight champion going into 2017, the hostess with the mostest, Nikki Haman herself. How do you like that? She got it. She goes out shopping and wins the whole damn thing. How do you like that?
So let me get this straight. Nikki wins the trophy going into 2017, and Paul Heyman gets his own WWE story time on the WWE Network. Oh Jesus!
Yeah, well, he got one for the Freddie Blassie's bit, which I've heard before, which is pretty funny. Okay, so we move on to Monday Night Raw, and it opened with for those who didn't watch Raw. There was so much doofus on this show. There was a lot of talking because, as you know, over the next 2 weeks, these are pretty much going to be low-rated Raws. You know this because it was pre-holiday time and it's going to be post-holiday time on Monday's Raw on the 26th. So it opened with Jericho and Owens, and they basically called it the elaborate ruse, and he also gave Owens the hug of Jericho, which was fun. And so Foley came out and basically said, don't do that to Santa Claus, and basically set up Reigns Rollins versus Jericho Owens later on tonight, and Owens and Reigns with Jericho in the cage at Royal Rumble, like Paul Ellering was at a takeover the last couple, you know, they got to use that cage somehow. And Carl, how much doofus was this when Jericho's like, I'm not getting in the cage, and he walks into the cage. I'm not closing the door. Click. I mean, seriously, how fun was that? And Jericho's like, don't, I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights. What did you think of that, Shane? That was pretty funny.
I don't know what I found more funny. Jericho saying he was afraid of heights, or Mick Foley having a Hulk Hogan situation where he forgot what city he was in.
That kind of really was sort of, that's him, if you know what I mean.
Oh, from, well, are we saying that that's part of his multiple chair shot situation?
That's what I'm thinking, don't you?
We'll just call it his shtick.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not a, you don't want to put it. So they come back, and then Jericho has this panic attack. And you see, and he's overselling this panic attack so beautifully. It was great. It was absolutely great.
Tell you what.
So,
tell you what, though. Once he goes away again, he'll be kind of missed, because this has probably been one of his best runs so far.
Absolutely.
After the 07 and 09 run.
This has been great. So we have the Enzo and Big Cass rematch, and Big Cass just gets DQ'd for beating the hell out of Rusev. Now, here we go. Now, Shane, we get, after the match, Enzo and Cass are arguing about the fact that Cass, you know, lost his cool, and someone hands Big Cass a letter. And it's not like Blue's Clues, like he's getting a letter. Enzo gets a letter that he has to go through sensitivity training. Right?
Yeah, when Enzo opens up the letter and goes, I gotta go to sensitivity training for flashing my junk.
Yeah,
A couple of haters,
right. So then we have this actress named Colleen McCarthy, who was playing the HR director, Colleen McCarthy, whoever it is. It was not Leah Remini. Trust me, I know who Leah Remini is.
Yeah, thank you, Justin, for that fuck-up.
Okay. So you had Bob Backlund, Darren Young, Bo Dallas, and Jinder Mahal. So then Enzo decides to slide in with the Italian sausage, as he said, and he tries to hit on the instructor after a couple of different segments, right? And there was some very fun interaction with him and Jinder Mahal and Bo Dallas, but at the end, Rusev and Jinder kick the crap out of Enzo again, Lana slaps him around, and Enzo gets slammed through a table. So... Shane, pretty funny stuff, even though it didn't really move anything necessarily.
No, it was very, it's always a funny situation when Enzo is doing part of the skit and everything else. But I will say that the beatings that Rusev and Enzo have been the scenes that Enzo and Rusev have been going through are very Attitude-esque. So people are getting a bit of their attitude back with WWE. So you can't complain.
Little bit. Then you had now this whole Noam Dar, Cedric Alexander, Alicia Fox thing. It's a little weird, no? Less said about that, the better, okay?
They're already messing with the damn Cruiserweight division.
Yeah, well, because Vince is running it, not Triple H.
Bingo. You know? Let them run their own show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, you can't blame them. I'm pretty sure these guys have all had, both had conversations with CM Punk, and Punk's like, hey, man, you got to love crazy chicks. So.
Yeah, exactly. But, It was all right. But now, the new star of right now, or at least what they're, I think they're throwing 2017 an interesting bone here. Braun Strowman. Now, Braun Strowman not only trashed the set, okay? He trashed the backstage because he wanted Sami Zayn. He beats the hell out of Titus O'Neil and Sin Cara, and then destroys Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Is this projection of him being the next U.S. title holder, Carl?
I gotta do something with him. I don't know about a title run. I don't know about a title run, but mega push coming, perhaps.
Okay. Well, what do you think? What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, I've got to say, yeah, I think Braun's going to be the next person that's holding the U.S. title, and I think this is the push that can make him WWE's next monster. Like, I mean, legit monster. I'm talking Kane back in early 90s monster.
97, 98 type of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, where he ripped the door for the freaking hinges type monster, not yeah.
And setting things on and people on fire.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as I said, now finally we're getting a little bit of freshness in the women's division. Now, we had a Sasha Banks promo where she was she was limping out in a knee brace, and guess who comes in to call her the new boss? Call herself the new boss, and that would be Nia Jax. Hello Kitty. Pretty cool, no? I'm liking that.
There's the next feud.
And then we finally get Bayley and Charlotte. Now, Bayley won, even though Charlotte's shoulder was up at 3, but I'm asking you. Finally, right, guys?
This will be a good slow build until WrestleMania in Orlando.
You think Bayley takes it there?
Yeah, definitely. She ain't gonna take it now. They're gonna do it at Mania.
Okay,
they have to.
Now before we get into SmackDown for just a minute, we do. And by the way, the NXT brand is going to be on. The next 2 weeks are going to be taped shows from their foreign shows in Osaka, Japan, and I believe in Australia you're going to see some shows. You're going to see a show from there, rumored to be.
I think the Melbourne one.
Yeah, the Melbourne one. And then the TNA Best Of is going to, they had a Best Of 2016 this week, and then they're going to have a Hardy New Year, basically showing all the broken Matt Hardy stuff. And the rumor is that they're going to show Total Nonstop Deletion. You're going to have that on DVD. They're going to release that on DVD as well. So, NXT has a new number one contender in Bobby Roode, who's going to go at the NXT TakeOver in San Antonio, the weekend of Royal Rumble, where he's going to fight Shinsuke Nakamura for the title. I'm asking you, do we see a title change there? Or is Shinsuke still, or is it too early for the glorious title reign of...
I say it's too early.
Mm-hmm.
They might hold that off until Mania weekend as well.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's hard to say. How popular Bobby Roode's getting lately, they might pull the trigger early. I don't know.
I tell you what, here's our first 2017 prediction. I'm going to spoil this a week early. Sorry. Mm-hmm. By the time we get to TakeOver Orlando, you will see Jill on the main roster.
You're saying by WrestleMania?
I might say maybe even before that.
Yeah, there's already rumors circulating heavily that Joe's only going to be one of the surprise entrants in the Royal Rumble.
Bingo.
I also say Finn Balor's going to be in there and actually win it.
If he's ready, we'll see.
I've already had that wild card. Da-da-da-da.
I know, I'm just saying I agree with you. Okay.
Depends on how his shoulder's healed up. We'll see.
he's swinging chairs in indie promotions, so I think it's going pretty well.
So before we get into SmackDown for a second, oh, and by the way, little BS Big Show crossover this week.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if you saw this, but the Dallas Cowboys hired a new intimidation coach. That would be Sting.
Doofuses.
Okay, and the Sting, and they did a little 3-minute sort of SportsCenter-esque type video, which was very cool. We all know also, and again, I'm jumping around here because we talked about videos. We all know that there is a 30 for 30 about the XFL coming out, I believe, in 2 months in February.
Yeah, and the one we
But
were
there is also going
one.
To be a Nature Boy documentary, which I believe they filmed sometime this year.
Yeah, that was actually planned before the XFL one. They were just talking about, like, in the finishing stages at the time.
Yep, and the first trailer for that came out, and it looks good, too.
I gotta go. I gotta find that NXT ESPN special again to rewatch the Corey Graves story.
Oh, that was fantastic. That's Corey Graves, Adam Rose, and some guy named Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
PhD, man, smart guy. Cannot be not really happy with his success. Really, really, really happy with his success. Mm-hmm. And he is great. So, we're talking about WrestleMania here, okay? And according to, which is very interesting, it's 100 days to WrestleMania, by the way. Believe it or not.
As of tonight, yes.
You know, so, there's a couple of people on ESPN who drafted an early WrestleMania card. And I want you to... I want to see if you want to talk about that. I want to see if you're interested in this. All right.
I'm interested to hear some of the matches.
I'll take a look.
I will give you the article and we'll go through them, and I want you to say if you agree with this. Okay.
All right.
Let's go with the first one, the obvious one: Seth Rollins, Triple H. That's a guarantee. That's going to happen.
Pretty much guaranteed. Yeah.
Yeah, that will happen, and that will happen, and Rollins will win. Okay? Fine. Next one. AJ Styles versus John Cena for the championship.
Depends on what Cena's filming at the time. I don't know.
And depends if him and Vince are on good terms.
Now the question is, do you see Undertaker in this spot, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Possibly, actually. I wouldn't put it past WWE if they made this Undertaker's swan song. If Cena doesn't want to do the match with Styles, if they did Styles versus Taker for the championship and they had Taker's career on the line.
Now try this one, okay? Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker. Ooh, boy. I don't think so.
This match, as much as I hate to say it, because everyone knows I like to protect Roman Reigns because I think he gets a rough go. I'm sorry. If this happens and Roman Reigns is not heel, this match will get booed out of the building.
Yeah, let me ask you, do you see this as a possibility?
Depending on the situation.
All signs point to hell no.
All right, how about this one?
I don't know. It's like if it's a Raw versus SmackDown thing, yeah, probably.
Okay, this one I think is going to happen. Kevin Owens versus Finn Balor for the Universal title.
Bingo, yes.
With my pick, that's 100% guarantee.
I think
Balor takes the belt back.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, they're going to blow the roof off the place. This is going to be, could be the match of the night right there if it happens. Okay. Now, this guy says, and in the article, Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha for the Raw Women's title. Take Sasha out and just make it Charlotte Bayley one-on-one.
That's what it's going to be. Yes.
That's what I'm thinking too, but he might also be correct if they do. So if they have Sasha winning the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match, and then she gets added to the match.
If it happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Ooh, Chris Jericho, U.S. This guy has Chris Jericho winning the U.S. title versus Sami Zayn. No. Jericho will be gone by then, I would think.
I think Jericho's going to be gone.
Yeah.
This will replace Chris Jericho's name with Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
This is where Sammy will actually beat Braun Strowman and become the U.S. champion.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Yep. And yeah, exactly. No Big E versus Kofi versus Xavier. No way.
Too over to be broken up. No.
Okay.
Not now.
Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. Yes. Yeah. I see that happening. Mm-hmm. Yep. I see Orton turning on the Wyatts in some way, shape, or form. Make sense?
Yep. If the partial rumors that you hear aren't true, that Orton's going to help Bray Wyatt win the Royal Rumble, then yeah, I'd say yeah, 100% true.
This is interesting. The Miz versus Ambrose versus Ellsworth. That one I don't not buy. I like that one. Yeah, because of what happened on SmackDown. Oh my God, where Renee slapped the shit out of Miz. Oh my God.
This is where, okay, I'm going to try not to get brutal here. I'm going to try very hard. But fuck James Ellsworth off. I'm sorry. But he, in my personal opinion, he killed the Dean Ambrose AJ Styles feud. I can't stand the fact that he might potentially kill this Miz Dean Ambrose feud. It's like, no, if maybe I'd accept it if you saw like the Miz and Maurice versus Dean Ambrose and Renee Young. Yeah, sure, I'll take that. But no, I will not accept Miz versus Dean Ambrose versus James Ellsworth. Hell no.
Fatal 4-Way for the SmackDown Women's Championship: Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch versus Nikki Bella versus Natalya. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I'm good with that. Goldberg Lesnar. Yep.
That's pretty much locked.
Yep. Okay. If this happens, I am so down. Okay. 8-man ladder match for the Cruiserweight Championship. Rich Swann, TJ Perkins, Brian Kendrick, Jack Gallagher, Cedric Alexander, Tony Nese, Noam Dar, Liz Storer. Yeah, okay. Right?
Yeah, hell yes. That will be match of the night, guaranteed, if that happens.
I'd love to see it.
The next one's been a lock for a whole year. I'm surprised they don't have it on the page already.
Yeah, Big Show versus Shaq. And that's your celebrity match.
Yeah, that was silly last year.
No, that was in the Under the Giant Memorial Battle.
Yes. That's why I said it was set.
But remember a couple of months after that match happened, Big Show got on TMZ and challenged Shaq to the match, and Shaq accepted. So I'm surprised it's not already on WrestleMania 33 page saying Big Show versus Shaq.
Okay. But these guys have it good. I mean, put it to you this way, that would be a pretty strong card if that happened. You know?
Yeah, especially with Big Show now being back at pretty much giant weight.
Actually,
he's under 400 pounds now.
He looks better than he was when giant weight. Actually, he looks a lot less than that.
Yeah.
That could be the lowest he's ever weighed. Don't forget, most of these is what they bill you as, not what your actual weight is.
Yeah, but I'm talking. But in an interview, Big Show said he is under 400 pounds. He's 395.
And when you look at him in the ring recently, yeah, it shows too.
You know, because he's been working with a physical trainer, and he looks great. And
yeah, I see why he's 44 now. I mean,
and Tim from ESPN, you're a wuss, mate. You go with the most easiest one. Tim's pick: Andre the Giant Memorial Bell Roll. Yes, we're going to see it again.
So what happens is let's go to SmackDown, and we can talk about a couple of things. First of all, the as you said, Styles and Ellsworth done, gone, finished, right? So then you had Ziggler coming out, and then Baron Corbin coming out, and then Ziggler put his world title shot on the line against Baron Corbin because Corbin kicked his ass. Then we talked about, and then there was a double DQ, and then we have because next week is what is known as the wild card finals. Then, of course, The Miz beat Apollo Crews. Then we talked about Renee Young, and then and then Carmella caught Natalya in a web of lies, and Natalya called Carmella a Staten Island snitch. Turn the SN into a B, thank you, right? And then threw into the Christmas display, and then she admitted that she'd taken out Nikki Bella, and then she threw a couple of X's at Bella directions, and she basically claimed, and in a pretty cool promo, claimed she regretted her role in training the Bella Twins that cost her a lot of opportunity in the last decade. Very cool.
Basically, word for word, Natalya was savage this promo.
She was.
She said Nikki and Brie only got their opportunities because they were beautiful, and then went as far as to say that Nikki Bella had no charisma, no talent, and then said that's the reason why John Cena will never marry you. Ooh. Boom, pipe bomb. Pipe bomb!
Pipe bomb!
Yes, exactly.
Hey, here's your pipe bomb.
Yeah. So, Ambrose got a roll-up on Luke Harper, okay, and then Miz beat Ambrose up after the match, okay. Then we had Becky Lynch, a.k.a. La Luchadora. Good Lord. Okay.
I think this her uniform, Edge and Christian look at that and go, see.
And it was great, and then Alexa Bliss is and Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss are going at it one more time. We had Ryan Phillippe and Mojo Rawley because of course Zack Ryder, poor Zack. He went to Dr. Andrews this past week, as we all know.
On the shelf, yes.
Exactly.
I am starting to notice a bit of a trend with Zack Ryder. Whenever he gets a good opportunity, he gets injured.
Right.
Mm. He got the Intercontinental title, got injured, and dropped it. Gets his tag title opportunity, gets injured. It's like, God damn, man.
And you'll probably be back lower on the card than he was before.
Right. So next week's SmackDown is actually going to be much better than next week's Raw. Because we've got the return of John Cena. John Cena makes his return. I never lose. So you got the Wyatt family versus Slater Gator. Slater and Rhino versus American Alpha versus the Usos for the SmackDown Tantra in a fatal four-way elimination match. Guys, who do you think's going to get it? Because I think the Wyatts are.
Yeah.
I think they're keeping on the Wyatts for now.
Yeah. Because because the Wyatts have the belts. I think they're going to keep it.
Yeah, tease the supposed split up at the Rumble.
Right.
Probably in the Rumble match itself.
Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch, the rematch. Does Alexa keep it? Because I think she does.
Yes.
And AJ Styles versus Ziggler versus Corp. The Amazon Echo. Every time I mention Miss Bliss's name, she turns on. yeah, anyway. Then we have AJ Styles versus Ziggler versus Baron Corbin. Styles is keeping the belt, and I think there's... Are they going to move Ziggler versus Corbin, do you think? Or where do you think they're going to go with that?
Probably so. I don't see AJ losing the belt for a little while longer.
Or even till WrestleMania.
Or Mania, yeah.
Okay.
See, now... Now, here's an interesting thing about the belts. I mentioned this in a comment on the group.
Yeah, go for it.
You think eventually they would make a blue strap for the WWE belt plates and just stick them on there upcoming?
Why? Because the world belt is not is black, right? Is it black?
Yeah, still the black straps, but just with the recent Raw tag team titles turning into the red and silver, I mean...
Yeah,
I wonder if they're going to do that eventually.
I would think.
And then maybe make a new straps for the U.S. and the Intercontinental belt.
Don't know, because those can go back and forth depending on things, so I would hold off on that.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to replace the metal part. You just have to replace the leather straps.
Hmm.
So.
Now... There was an interesting article. I'm just trying to go through some other stuff that I missed. Oh, by the way, here's a couple of other things. Dana Brooke is actually going to compete in the Arnold Classic next year under her real name, Ashley Sabara, which is interesting.
Yeah, she was a bodybuilder before turning into a wrestler.
Yes, exactly. I'm just trying to see if there's a couple of other things. Yes. Okay. So, we actually also have a cover art of the New Day, as we talked about it last week. The Book of Booty, Shake It, Love It, Never Be It. We talked about that.
While you figure out that, I'm going to go back to the Natalya promo.
Yeah, go for it.
A little bit of history for those who haven't been following the careers of both her and the Bellas. Back in 2008, when they started putting Brie Bella on TV, initially it wasn't the twin package deal, it was just Brie. And at the time, she was feuding with both Natalya and Victoria.
Uh-huh.
That's how far back they go. And this was on a SmackDown. Yeah.
Wow.
2008 is when they debuted.
Crazy.
Matches on YouTube, if you want to find them, they were pretty good, too.
I will actually check it up. Oh, so Ring of Honor, just for a minute, is Manhattan Mayhem 6, March 4th. Try this. Will Ospreay is going to fight Dragon Lee. Holy crap. Okay. Just saying. And we have some, you know, a couple of sad news. We heard what caused China's death, and it's not a shock. It was an accidental overdose of painkillers, sleeping pills, and alcohol.
And the nerve pills and depression just medicine. Yeah, it happens.
Just sad. Yeah, sad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sad stuff. And
she didn't have any other worse stuff in that, so that's good.
Yeah, but still crappy. Mm-hmm. And just one other thing that I'll just see if I missed anything important. Again, next week is going to be more talk on Raw, more good wrestling, I think, on SmackDown. So let's do some pluggage, Sally, because I think
what
I
got 205 Live, bro.
Yeah, well, 205. Well, you want to talk about 205 Live
real quickly?
Yeah, let me just go through that for a minute.
Got a little time.
Yeah. Okay. Just
and then we can start shilling football talk.
Yeah,
that's about all we can show. That's all we've done.
Well, no, I did WLTI last night.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we had Aria Davari versus Lince Dorado, and he basically calls out Jack Gallagher for not being—he's not a gentleman; he's a scoundrel. Mm-hmm. So then we also have the return of Neville, and he is basically because he's going to partner with Kendrick, but there's only one room for the King of the Cruiserweights. And we have Tajiri coming back, and then we also have Cedric Alexander beating Drew Gulak, and there was a little bit more of the love triangle between Noam Dar and Alicia Fox and all that stuff. Yeah, exactly. Mm-mm. And then, of course, the main event was Neville and Brian Kendrick versus T.J. Perkins and Rich Strawn, and Kendrick and Neville win because, hey, Neville's the heel now and all that stuff. And he did hit the red arrow. But again, we shall see. Of course, a couple of weeks before the UK tournament, which I cannot wait for. Okay. We also had a very interesting article about some guy named Drew Galloway. I think we may see him back in the WWE next year.
And he finished with TNA?
Yeah, he is.
He'll probably come back. There's room for him now.
Well, and I think he would be used better, too.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think Drew Galloway would be a fantastic...
But in the over 205, though?
Yeah, but I think, we don't know where he's going to be, but I'm telling you, he's ready, because once he left, he really made a name for himself, and I think he would come back in a really big way.
And plus, there's still people in WWE, i.e. Sheamus, Regal, that will probably push to get him back, too.
Because he came into the WWE at 21. He's only 31 now.
Than me.
Right? What?
Younger than me, yes.
So, I mean, Shane, would you like to see him back in the WWE?
Oh, hell yeah. I think he got misused the last time he was there. He went from being the chosen one to the part of a three-man band being the forgotten one. It's like, okay, well.
Let's see, what was the last thing he did for TNA? Recently on Impact,
he's still
loose and criticizing the company.
Exactly, but I'm just saying, he is. I mean, he's also worked with Evolve. I think he'll be back in the WWE ring in 2017 because he's on the cusp of a lot of different things.
And ICW as well.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a crazy. And here's a little segue for you. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy year from the almost death of TNA to the retirement and reemergence of Daniel Bryan, the return of Shane O'Mac, some guy named Nakamura. we will talk all about that on next week's show because Nikki will be back for the Nikki Awards, which the good and bad and the ugly of the wrestling business this year.
The only awards show this year, no slammies.
No slammies, and we will talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of wrestling.
Yes.
Carl.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk some football.
Yeah, we have some stuff going on, even though I don't have a score update to tell you because I have not heard from the guy who's doing the scoring. Probably sleeping as we record. BS Big Show. Week 15 was in the books. We begin week 16 with a bang, unfortunately, Jason.
Yeah.
Hands that way for you last night.
Yeah, the Giants play like crap. Sorry, they did.
They could probably still clinch stuff. It'll take about four teams to do specific things for it to happen, including mine.
Yep.
Week 16 began. We have most of the games on Christmas Eve, which is Saturday. Tomorrow night is we'll record because Christmas is on Sunday.
And it's basketball. No, it's also football.
Okay. Yeah. BSFFO has the BS Bowl 7 in progress with our good buddies Joe Van Ginkle and Chico Alexander.
Yes,
like
sir.
Like I said, no score update right now, but... I'm not sure who's got who really at this late hour. It's too late to even look it up.
Yeah, but
I think by Sunday night we should find out who's going to win. Because I don't think they have any players Monday.
Yeah, I don't think so. There is a Monday game, though, right?
Yes, it's Lions-Cowboys. The last one of the year.
Yep. Over on We Love to Interrupt, we talked about the game show player of the year, by far. Cindy Stahl. Mm-hmm. What a hero. What a heroine. What a class act. Shane, I don't know if you know of this lady. She appeared on Jeopardy and won 6 games and over $100,000. She did this while fighting stage 4 colon cancer.
Yeah, I did hear about this poor lady. She was going so well, and then apparently before night 7 could happen, she unfortunately passed.
No. She passed before her show aired.
She passed a couple weeks ago.
She passed before her show aired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her last show aired last night, Jason?
The night before? Last night, yeah. Exactly.
No, she was battling cancer, and she was able to actually see an advanced copy of her first 3 episodes, according to the contestant coordinator, before passing.
Yeah,
I think it was the first 3, huh?
Yeah, first ever posthumous Jeopardy contestant.
Yeah.
And Jeopardy
Just another name to add to the list of F-2016.
Absolutely. You had a scare tonight.
Yeah, rumors of Carrie Fisher. Other shows you can hear.
Not rumors, dude. Friggin' it's confirmed. Carrie Fisher had a heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack, but she's not dead.
She ain't dead.
No, not dead. She's critical.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
Of course, the other shows you can hear, which is Touch 'Em All, Pixel Nation, Red State, Blue State, and the panel with Gordon Pepper and the UBA. And, all the shows you can hear, Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Overcast, Google Play Music, and pretty much anywhere and anywhere. So,
yeah, New Year's resolutions coming for this network, who's going to, even though it's only been called Spectrum One for a year, overall we're going to be hitting 10 years on in February.
Wow. That's cool.
Combined. I do count it as such, okay?
Exactly.
So.
And, so all I'm saying is it's going to be an interesting week next week. Carl, do you have anything else to promote?
Hope you all have a nice and safe, happy holiday season. Don't go out on the roads, drive drunk and all that, especially Christmas and New Year's and New Year's Eve and all.
We will talk about New Year's Eve next Thursday, of course.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for the Nickies. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done too. Shane, thank you very much. I know we had a little bare-boned staff, but I wish everyone here a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah to the Jewish people here. And to everyone else, may it be safe. May you get all what you want. And Jim, we miss you. Merry Christmas to you. And hopefully you will be back on the CW. The Spectrum
One. CW? what a bad Smallville rerun now?
Yeah, that Smallville rerun. Yeah.
Jim, whatever that damn show is they air.
Not only do we promote The Flash, not only do we promote Legends of Tomorrow, but we also bring you NAWC.
NAWC, right here on Spectrum One. Merry Christmas, folks. We'll be back.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at spectrumone.net.